Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. Noah, you have finally gone too far. I'm pissed off. Get ready, Mongoose Commander, because I'm about to give out her private cell phone number on the air. Here it is. 718.
We interrupt this broadcast for a special report. Here now, at a special press conference, is that guy. I forget his name. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to announce that I no longer represent the Rent Is Too Damn High Party in the gubernatorial race in the state of New York. From now on, I hereby represent Noah, Sean, 3D, and Sid in the Robber Is Too Damn High Party. People coming down to do a radio show want to sit in the chair without having to smell gross sushi and egg foo young odor drifting across the radio console. Eating gross food all day because he has the munchies. Rob is too damn high. Want to be able to tell a joke without Rob's high-pitched marijuana-induced laugh drowning everything out, including jets passing overhead and jackhammers working on the damn construction site across the street. My main job is to hide Rob's stash of weed, rolling papers, bombs, pipes, cigarettes, shaped or otherwise, matches, lighters, magic mushrooms, Pink Floyd, MP3s, and any other drug-related paraphernalia of any kind. Because this is the only way to get anything done in this studio. Rob is too damn high. This is politics as usual, playing a silly game. The people I'm here to represent, the Rob is too damn high movement, can't afford to waste their time. Sid has to go to Social Distortion and Teenage Fan Club concerts. Sean has to have strange man look around in his asshole with a pen light and popsicle stick. Noah has to learn the intricate movements and gyrations necessary to become a top-flight stripper. And Darren has to hit on black girls at the Fulton Mall, complete OCD rituals, and watch meatholes porn. And this cannot be accomplished when valuable show time is wasted trying to load a simple video from a simple damn website. Listen, little children on YouTube are demanding a new interviewer for metal injection videos. Why?
Rob is too damn high.
You said it. Rob is too damn high. As a karate expert, I will not talk about anyone up here. There are no horrendously deformed cookies baked by Noah left for anyone to eat. And everyone has to dodge half-eaten sunflower seed shells littered all over the sound equipment. Why?
Rob is too damn high.
That's right. Rob is too damn high. Thank you for your time. Start the goddamn show.
What? Who invited that guy?
Speaking of Rob, I'm ready for this.
Oh, you want to get high?
Hey, programming.
Want to get high?
That was Jimmy McMillan.
Jimmy McMillan. I couldn't think of his name because I was too damn high.
That's all right. We expected that to happen.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. I am Rob. I have yet to smoke in the studio, but I did before I left my house.
Well, then you're not high. You know, we all know that.
It was like an hour ago, so I'm totally sober now.
Just he's normally high. He's not too damn high yet.
Right. But and I feel bad for Mongoose Commander because he was finally going to get Noah's.
Oh, yeah, we should talk about that. Why is Chuck Landington mad at you, Noah?
I have no idea, actually.
What did you do to him?
I'm not the one who wrote it. Maybe you would know better.
Robba can't talk because he's too damn high.
I'm busy smoking. I'm sorry. Twitter show going on. We have a great show. Sid is also here. Darren is here. 3D. Sean is not here because he's at the Every Time I Die show, so Shinobi is excited.
Do you think someone went to the show so he could meet Sean?
No, he's in the chat, or somebody under his alias is in the chat. But later on in the show, we will have Greg Weeks of the Red Court calling in.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least that's what he told us. We'll see if he actually does it.
Why? Are you saying he's unreliable?
He actually doesn't get high, so he'll probably call in. And speaking of people who don't get high, since the elections were yesterday, we have our political correspondent, my former rent lady. This is,
rent lady?
Yeah, you know, the landlady.
Well, the rent lady means something else.
Yeah.
Oh, what does it mean?
You don't know what it is.
Like a rent boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like a kid who lives with a man.
Hustler.
Free rent, yeah. So a rent lady would imply that she's living with you for free rent.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you throw that dick on her from time to time.
Well, but she is definitely not my rent lady.
You don't find her attractive?
Not in the least.
That voice is very sexy.
She'll be on very shortly to talk about the elections that happened last night and give us a little recap, because I really wasn't paying attention because I was getting too damn high.
Weren't you very upset that the marijuana law didn't pass in California? Which I don't know why, because you live in New York. So what's
he would have moved.
He would have been
well,
utopia.
Well, it's upsetting in the sense that it would set a precedent. But I'm not really, like, I'm more excited that it got, like, 46% of the vote. Like, that's pretty cool. That, I mean, there's that much support for it. At least it shows that it's not that much of a minority.
I was going to say, if that was a YouTube video, it would be like, 46% of the people have no taste whatsoever.
But, no, I think I actually read a bunch of stuff on this subreddit that I visit, the marijuana subreddit.
Okay. What is a subreddit?
Reddit is a website, like kind of like Dig. Do you know what Dig is?
Uh-huh.
And they have, like, specific subsections for different things. Like, there would be a sports one for different categories.
Oh, somebody got a text message.
But anyway, so it said that, like, 40% of 18 to 29-year-olds weren't even registered to vote.
Because mm-hmm. so they're like, too busy getting high.
They're too busy getting
too
high.
Damn high.
They're too damn
self-defeating.
High.
Too damn high.
And our phone number is 646-929-1357. You can give us a call. Once again, Greg Weeks will be joining us later on in the show, in the second hour.
And he's going to be doing Ask Me I'm Right live, right?
Sure, yeah. I mean, if anybody has any questions and needs any advice.
I know one little munchkin in the room who has a question for him already.
Who?
Her name is Noah.
What's your question?
Just before the show. No, should we ask it now?
Say
or?
What it is now, and that'll build it up for what his answer's going to be.
Need a problem getting rid of a boy.
Is it a boy that you were in a relationship with?
Or? No.
Oh.
Okay, we don't have to go any further.
Is it Ken Pierce?
Oh, God, no. I know how to get rid of him.
Okay. Books have been written about that.
And I want to know one thing. Is Shlomo going to be doing a Red Court cover this week?
Well, he's on the line right now, so we could ask. We could at least tell him what song we want to hear so he could go Google the lyrics.
Yes, so we don't have to wait 4.5 hours while we get the lyrics.
Yeah, let's get him on the line.
Let's
oh, start. Yes. Oh, yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Shlomo. How are you?
I am good. Ooh. Dude,
what's up, dude?
I'm a good dude.
Are you a fan of the Red Court?
I never listened to Red Court before. I'll check it out.
Okay, so you've never listened to them before. Yeah, you should check them out. You might like them.
Go check them out now and learn the song and then call back.
Okay. What song? What song to check out?
What's a song to check out?
You should check out
Thriller. Is a good one?
No, hold on. I can't.
Baby Got Back.
That was them?
Yeah, they did a cover.
Brutal. Sir Cordalot.
You should check out Dreaming in Dog Years.
In dog ears?
Okay. For some action,
Dreaming in Dog Ears.
Oh, that's Red Man.
Can you try to get a song that has like a shorter time?
Well, no. It's good because there's a chant along at the very end, which he should just, we just want to get. Let me just say.
Oh my God, Shlomo. Here's what you got to do. I got it. You learn the song, and when Greg.
This part. Hold on, not this part. Oh, no.
Glad you had this so prepared.
Okay, so when Greg calls in, Shlomo, you have to call in. You have to share.
What song?
It's not going
to
sound like
so you just have to go, it's not going to be all right, it's not going to be okay. Could you do that?
What song should I check out? I'm on YouTube.
The song is Dreaming in Dog Ears.
Okay, Dreaming in Dog Ears? Okay, yeah. There. Okay, there. Oh yes. Is it okay if I talk about elections?
Oh, the election. I thought he said if I take lessons.
That's right.
Elections.
You want to talk about the elections now?
Yeah.
On the metal injection live chat.
Let him.
Well. I could bash Mrs. Mrs. Whatever the name is.
He's never going to get to it.
All right, let's keep moving.
What's her name?
What do you have to say about yesterday's lessons?
Elections.
Yeah, the lessons.
Elections.
Oh.
Elections.
The key elections.
Elections. Elections.
Go ahead.
Elections.
Elections, right, we got it. Go ahead. What do you have to say?
Well, a bunch of candidates that I liked won.
For example, who?
Rand Paul, Marco Rubio.
What specifically, what do you like about Rand Paul?
Rand Paul, well, he's one of the most libertarian. Rand Paul.
What do you like about Rand Paul?
Rand Paul? The new senator of Kentucky.
Right.
He's interesting.
Where does he stand on the Kentucky Fried Chicken issue?
Right on that woman's head.
Yeah.
Like a supporter.
Don't you feel a little put off by the fact that his supporters beat the living shit out of a woman at a rally?
Who?
Doesn't that bother you?
They can do whatever they want. The reporters are not the politicians. No.
So you say it should be legal for people to stomp their political opponents in the head?
As long as it's through a sheet with a hole in it. I think he's
No, hell no. You would be loved. I mean,
no, there should be no
reason. If you get sued, you can do whatever they want.
That's what we need to have him do, an ODB song. We need to have him do, like, the old Dirty Asshole Eater song.
The old ODB already sounds like Shlomo. That's the funny thing.
It might make more sense.
Shlomo, give me a Brooklyn Zoo.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Zoo.
Shame on you.
Yeah.
That song was covered by Joe Troina at the Grizzly Pair last week.
You've
come out in favor of curb stomping women, defenseless women.
Go learn that Red Cord song.
All right,
Shlomo. Thank you for calling. We'll speak to you later in the show.
Terrible person.
An missed it. What did he say?
Sid said something really malicious.
Can you say it again so I can hear it?
Well, what was the refrain that you said he had to learn?
It's not going to be all right. It's not going to be okay.
And I said he learned that a long time ago.
Oh,
let him listen to the archive. We need to...
Sid.
All right, Shlomo. Thank you for calling. Well, we'll speak to you later.
So, it's a very political week. The march to... rally to restore sanity.
Yeah.
Or whatever was this week, and Ozzy was actually a part of it,
mm-hmm.
and it was the worst I've ever heard Ozzy sing. It was a funny bit,
right.
Yeah. Ozzy was,
but it
not
sounded
all
terrible. If somebody could put my audio up, I could play the.
No, it's too busy IMing you.
Oh,
that's why your audio was down because you didn't turn off your music.
Oh, well then.
It's a great song. It's a beautiful song.
So Cat
Stevens,
ladies and gentlemen, was playing Peace Train, and then Stephen Colbert interrupted him. And this happened.
No, excuse me. I'm not getting on some international peace train that probably needs a Eurail pass to get on it.
I don't know what pass.
Where does it stop? Does it have first-class cars? Frankly, I believe this train does not exist.
I'm sorry.
I have a better train, ladies and gentlemen. My train is arriving at the station now, and ladies and gentlemen, the conductor has an important announcement to make.
So also the lead guitars, they never put them up. Ozzy's guitar is best viewed in there, but you can't hear him at all. You just hear the backing guitar.
Actually,
fired.
We don't really need to hear him.
That's G.
No, Ozzy.
No, not Ozzy.
You don't find Ozzy attractive?
No.
You should ask Greg Lee what it means that you find Ozzy attractive.
Why don't you ask him that?
I will. I do find Ozzy attractive. I like all the deep wells of cracks that he has in his face.
Cum catchers.
Oh. Too gross after that.
Little man's back on his face.
It's good for your skin, I heard.
It's like a carry on. This is the worst.
Here it comes.
What?
Something close to me. The guitarist, is that like his guitarist, or is that just some dude they found? Because he was sort of terrible, too.
No. He brought his lead guitarist, mm-hmm. but that guitar was not in the mix. Mm-hmm. And the Roots was the backing band. So you just heard the Roots guitarist playing, like, just the chord progression.
Oh, really? Maybe.
Yeah.
But no, but when...
Like,
when
that guitar you heard is the second guitar.
Oh, okay.
Trash. That's
weird.
Yeah, so... But it was funny. It was a funny moment. And it was cool to see Ozzy.
Yeah.
It was cool to see Ozzy, but then at the same time, I kind of felt like... It was awful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know...
He's almost too available.
Yeah, exactly.
He was 80 years old.
He's just like, let's get something metal. Ozzy, yeah.
Well, no, it makes sense because of the whole train.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, the only other, like, Jerry Garcia's dead, so you can't do Driving That Train High on Cocaine. So what other train songs are there?
Soul Train. At the end of this, the Love Train came out.
There's nobody else.
The core Silver Bullet Train on the commercial.
Well, that's that song.
What?
Love Train.
Oh, it is? I didn't know
that. I think so.
What?
Right?
You might be right.
I don't know. I don't watch TV.
You get the band Train.
So,
let's
not.
Single.
So, we have some callers?
Wait, first I wanted to say that John Stewart got in trouble for having
that's right.
Cat Stevens out there because he's a crazy, crazy Islamic person. And he supports, like, women being stoned and stuff. And
He's got a new album out, so he's sort of backed off of some of those things.
Well, he's a Muslim. That's what they believe in.
Yeah.
You know? And then Salman Rushdie came out and talked to Jon Stewart and said, listen, this guy, wanted me killed.
Yeah.
He supported me.
Who is Salman Rushdie?
He wrote a book called The Satanic Verses, among others, that was kind of critical of Islam. He's like an expatriate that lives in England, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a fatwa issued to kill Salman Rushdie.
Yeah, he was like in hiding for like a decade.
So Cat Stevens basically said, kill that motherfucker because he's Islamic. And then John Stewart kind of apologized, but not really. He's like, that was just a comedic bit. But you have the guy on your show. I mean, Rob was telling me, it's just a comedic bit, but I really kind of disagree because, you're kind of tacitly endorsing what
he's
saying.
And I think he's been on he was on one of their shows before, either Daily Show or Colbert.
Was he?
I think so.
I don't know.
So this wasn't the first time.
And Cat Stevens had in his contract to appear on this thing, he had to be at least 50 yards away from all Jews. That's why John Stewart was on the other side of the stage when this was going on. No.
So let's take a 410. 410, you're on the
Hello?
Live cast. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, who is this?
This is Dan from Baltimore, Maryland.
Hello, Dan from Baltimore, Maryland. How are things?
Pretty good. It's good to be on the show. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Welcome. Is it everything you thought it would be?
So far, yeah. This is pretty legit. I'm stoked.
How is it being in the cast of Glee?
It's not in Baltimore. He disagreed with you.
The cast of The Wire, perhaps?
Yeah, The Wire. I know I hang out with those guys.
Are you friends with
Nick Sabatka?
Cool.
So was there for your call?
Sorry?
Did you call for a reason, or you just wanted to,
I was very excited to see your post about the new Between the Bear to Me EP. I'm so excited for that, man.
She's
like,
excited
how
about
excited?
The post, too.
Like, how
very
excited?
Very excited. I mean, do you guys remember, you remember when you posted that, the pro shot of Obfuscation from the concert at Sonar?
Yeah.
Like, I wish you guys had gotten more of the concert.
Already with criticism.
Well, the problem is that venues don't really let you record more than three songs.
Oh, yeah. I understand.
And one song of theirs is equivalent to three songs. That song is like 10 minutes.
Right, because it's like 10 minutes.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, so the security kind of was like, all right, you guys got to get out of here.
Yeah. I mean, the EP was probably going to be like one track, right?
Maybe.
They could totally write a half an hour long song and it would just be like completely awesome.
Well, you're making assumptions now that A, it would be half an hour, and B, it would be awesome.
No,
although,
I'm saying they could.
Yeah. But that's not coming out until next year, so we still have this year to go.
That's true. I mean, I wish they had done, a Red Chord Between the Bear to Me U.S. tour, but I'm still pretty excited for to go see the Red Chord and Predator.
Oh, yeah. That's coming to your town?
Yeah, it's up at Jack's.
Oh, I see. So it's in Virginia.
Yeah, but to see the Red Chord, and I think the Acacia Strain is pretty awesome, too.
Yeah, that's Are you excited to see Gazah? They're also on that.
I don't know much of Gazah.
Gaza?
Not Gaza?
No, it's Gaza.
I thought it was Gaza. But I'm
Yeah, it is
yeah,
Gaza.
I don't know.
Hello,
I first saw the Acacia Strain on the Cool Tour because I had gone to see Between the Bear to Me, and they blew me away. The crowd reaction was just so unbelievable and so strong. Like, I got pushed hard during that pit. It was ridiculous.
Did
so
you say you feel art?
No, she got pushed. Listen. That bothers me at shows when the crowd goes crazy. I don't care about the crowd. I like to watch the band.
Have you ever had a boner rub up against you in a pit, Noah?
Oh, no.
No.
Sweaty arms.
Really?
Sweaty arms.
Did you ever crowd surf and like...
No,
but I actually helped. There was this one really, really big drunk guy, and he's like, "Hey, man, let's get my friend on top of the crowd here." So I kind of contributed to that, and that was pretty,
I just want to say
scary.
This kid is getting destroyed in the chat room right now.
Oh, yeah.
Pizza Destroyer said, wow, this kid's worse than my first call. Somebody said, Shlomo, please call back in.
Oh.
This kid is getting eviscerated.
Maybe I should go now. I'll see you guys.
No, say something really
mean. At least he has the balls to recall.
Or something fucked up. Just come on. Yeah. Wow us with something really fucked up.
Go ahead.
I can't think of anything.
Shocked.
I'm sorry.
Insult the chat room.
Yeah, give us a dirty joke. Something.
Tell them they don't get laid.
Well, you guys are probably in your mom's basements, but that's okay.
Oh, shit!
Burn.
Wow! Good burn.
Yeah.
Good burn.
Wow, they
yeah.
live in a house with a basement.
Yeah,
burn.
They I just have a basement.
Lucky fucking asshole.
I know.
Chat room jerks with their basement.
I always wanted to have a basement growing up.
Probably have a DSL connection.
Clean the semen off of your keyboards.
Got you in the chat. So good, motherfuckers. Wow, you must be rolling around on the floor.
Nice. You totally redeemed yourself, bro.
Thanks, man. Right,
we're gonna
appreciate that.
For calling.
All right, see you guys. Thank you. Sorry about
Help
that.
Me,
chat room just...
There's no need to apologize.
Good. All good. You called the show. It's cool.
Yeah, they just got pwned in the chat.
No, they're so pissed. Who else we got?
Let's take this other 718.
No.
But it's not Shlomo.
Yes, it is.
It is?
He has two lines.
Oh.
He's that smart. Did you say?
Let's move on, Ralph. Who are we taking next?
780.
No, this is not Shlomo.
We're going to take 781.
Hello?
If you're going to do what you want to do anyway,
Hello?
Why do you even ask?
Hello?
Hi. I have a personal question.
Okay. Who is this?
It's not Pizza Destroyer.
Right, we know this. That's why we pick up the phone.
Oh.
All right, what's your question?
What was it like getting divorced? Robert
Who? Robert Who? Noah, we're never married. They're not divorced. Next question, please.
Next.
Wait, hold on. I don't like Between the Buried and Me.
He's the anti-Googler. He says things that are false and then says thank you. Rob, what is it like being 5'11"?
I'm not 5'11".
Okay, thank you.
Well,
Pizza Destroyer says that this is his friend Jordan Tatuski.
Your friend,
yeah.
First of all,
Jordan Tatuski.
We shouldn't say names on the air because you could say, you know, your friend, the guy at school that beat you up, and you know, his name Jordan Tatuski, and then you could go, oh, that guy's a faggot and a transvestite.
Well,
know.
That's fine.
Yeah, we don't
Jordan Tatuski deserves to have that said about him.
But that's no. But I'm saying, like, that's not. You know, we shouldn't give out last names on here. Don't say last names, please.
Okay, Jordan Three-Three-Ski. What's
you
up?
Got it. Hello. You got anything else to say?
Oh, he hung up.
Good.
Destroyer blew up the spot.
Let's move on to 949.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's, like, weird listening to it from like, my phone because it feels like you guys are coming out of, like, a small box as opposed to, like,
Whoa.
Speakers.
Well, Rob is kind of coming. No, I'm kidding.
What?
I'm coming into a small box. Anyway.
It's weird. I'm not even kidding. To anyone tries calling from, like, a cell phone as opposed to hearing it on your speakers, it's, I don't know.
Deal with it, bro. Deal
it's
with
blowing
it.
Blowing my mind.
Put on some shades and deal with it. So what's your name?
This is DJ Hitler from the chat.
Really? What? DJ Hitler? Is Hitler your last name?
This no, my, yeah.
He misspelled Hitler.
Two T's.
Did I really?
That's his techno name. You know, he's,
oh, Hit. Oh, okay, I guess.
He's touring.
Maybe it's pronounced Jitler. Is that what you're trying to say? Or is
I was going for Hitler. But I don't know what happened.
What made you choose that name?
I wanted to. Aren't you guys like all Jewish or something?
Yes.
Or three of you?
So you wanted to. No, we're all Jewish in this room.
Did you say Auschwitz was all Jewish or something?
It was.
No, I
for
I
a moment.
You guys were all Jewish.
He's in there.
Not enough, if you ask me.
They were very nice. I just bought my shish kebab from the Turkish restaurant.
Watch out, they fucking yank your wallet when you were walking.
Yeah. What?
Any gypsies, just call and defend yourself.
So,
don't
so
cast the spell on
I'm it. Trying to follow the logical process here. So, we're all Jews. So, you decided
yeah,
it would be
so
a good
I called in. You just asked me what my name was. That's all. On the chat.
So, you think it would be a good idea to go to a show with a bunch of Jews and name yourself Hitler? That's a good thing.
Whatever, dude. Who cares?
Also, we didn't ask what your name in the chat was. We just asked what your name was.
Yeah, what is your real name? Your full
name?
Tito.
It's just Joe.
Joe?
Yeah. So Joe Hitler.
Joe Hitler.
Yeah. Jazzy Hitler.
Yeah, is anyone excited for... All right, never mind then. Are you guys excited for the new Atheist record or no? Anyone?
Sorry,
the what?
The whole holiday.
The new Atheist record?
Yeah.
I don't think the Atheist record is about the Holocaust, though.
It might be.
No, it's not.
Atheists don't believe in the Holocaust.
No, I've heard it. It's pretty good.
You listen to Jupiter?
Yeah.
That track from it?
No, the whole album.
Oh, you got it. How did you get anything of it?
How did I get it?
How come you don't share with your friends?
Well, I work on a website and I get advances.
Oh,
no,
nice.
No.
That
could you send space it to DJ Hitler, please, Rob?
is it djhitler@gmail.com? Is that what I'm saying? No, I can't.
That's actually, I did actually. It's my email, djhitler666@gmail.com.
Don't give out your email. Because if there's a bullying in
why?
School,
it's not personal or anything. It's like my.
If you want to sign you up for credit cards, you're totally gonna.
Yeah.
Push it out.
That's
well,
cool.
It's true.
So it's like my email. Like if I wanted to sign up for porn or something with like the. You know what I mean?
Right. Everyone at home, go to a bunch of gay porn sites and sign up for their mailing lists.
No.
With DJ Hitler.
Yeah, it's totally all right. You can use it.
So you want the Rob to send things to you because you were so nice and put so much thought into your name that you picked out anti-Semitic name.
Are you offended, man? Come on, please.
Yes, I'm offended.
Oh, my God.
It hurts, man.
Darren is clawing at his wrists right now.
We have a very strong history.
I didn't even think Darren was Jewish.
A fingernail.
He's saying we don't look... You think we don't look Jewish?
I don't know.
I have a pretty...
Isn't Rob like half Jewish? He's not even full Jew.
Oh, he's not Jewish.
I'm full Jew. See, Sid? Look what
it's working. His father's an Iranian Jew.
Half Jew, half terrorist.
A Jew that fled Iran and went to Lebanon.
She's like Rob.
He did not go to Lebanon. His parents met in this country.
Oh, so he fled Iran and came
in
here.
A refugee camp, right?
Well, I was closer than DJ Hitler was.
Oh, man.
I think Rob definitely doesn't look Jewish. You look like Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Or like you're from Middle
Eastern. Persian. You just look like a Persian.
You look like a regular Persian. Nobody picked up
the...
You
look
the,
like the Big Show, kind of. He was Middle Eastern.
I look like the Big Show, and the Big Show looks Middle
Eastern. Big Show looks a little Jewish.
You think the Big Show is Jewish?
The Big Shish. I think the Big Show is Irish.
The Big Shish.
That's your new nickname, Rob.
Yes.
I
yes,
love it.
The Big Shish.
You're no longer
change
the
your
Bad
name
Daddy.
On my phone.
You're the Big Shish.
No, but I love the Rob.
Every week a new nickname.
The Big Shish. No, the Big Shish. I combined the syllables.
Oh.
Mom.
Dude, I've been listening. What was that?
Fish.
What's up?
I don't know. I just heard some really terrible music with a lot of chugging in it. That's about it.
No, what were you just saying before you were interrupted by the Big Shish theme song?
You mean the big chugging? I was going to say that I've been watching, listening to Sight for a while. Since I think 2006, maybe. When it was a lot shittier back then.
Awesome. Well, thank you for checking this
know,
out.
I know, right? Yeah,
suddenly we like you.
What was that? You don't
not
like
really
me?
That.
Listen, DJ Hitler, Mongoose Commander in the chat wants to know corn or flour Holocaust. I would have gone with corn or flour lampshade.
Yeah.
But, you know, the moment has passed.
I'm not even racist. I don't know.
Death
just
metal,
play one on TV.
Death Metal J654 says, who in the live cast crew is the most Jewish?
Noah.
Well, probably
me. Noah the most Jewish? Isn't Noah from Israel or something?
Yeah, like, and I'm from Israel.
All right, but we have to define what is the most, like the person who acts the most Jewish in their life.
Oh.
Like the most genetic Jewish. I'd say that
probably
like,
Noah.
We're all
she listens to power metal, kind of Jewish.
Noah's probably the most Jewish, I think, because you have like certain personality traits that
of a Jewish
a lot of Jews like.
Yeah.
Like you hate Arabs.
I do not hate Arabs. No, friends with Rob.
I'm not an Arab. It's a good point, Noah. I
just
found that argument, but she hates Asians.
Yeah,
didn't you guys like hook up once or something? You gonna rob?
Wait, what?
What was that?
Juan, haven't you guys like hooked up before? Or no? Or no?
No,
with each other?
Excuse me? I think there's like a delay. I asked if you guys ever hooked up or anything like that.
Yeah, and we said
hooked
with
up with like people or with each other.
As in like had sex with each other. Jesus Christ.
No. Do you not listen to the show? Is this your first time?
No, I've listened before. I never caught the part about you guys having sex. So.
That was like a sister.
Exactly. You never caught the part about us having sex because there was no part.
Well, the fact that he never heard it, that it happened on a different show.
Part where you have sex.
You're right.
I always imagine that you guys had sex with each other for some reason. I don't know why.
You just assume we all had sex with each other for some reason.
Because you're a
or
pervert.
Noah,
how much alcohol would it take to have sex with Rob?
Not enough.
Rob, how much alcohol would it take to have sex with Noah?
None.
What if Rob like grew his hair out?
No, I wouldn't do it.
That would like ruin our friendship.
No.
I agree.
Dude, you
friends hate
can probably show their what's wrong with that.
I'd
be like, friends.
How much do I really value our friendship?
Lots of friends. Are you going to delete him from your Facebook? If not, then he'll still...
Yeah, like, as long as I can see your, like, photo stream.
You know what? This is amazing. You know why? Because Noah has absolutely no desire to sleep with Rob, but she's still getting upset and offended by the fact that Rob doesn't want to sleep with her.
She likes having...
No.
I think you guys should do it to see what it would be like or something. I don't even... I don't know.
She's going to cry.
Look what you started, DJ Hitler.
I'm sorry, no. Dude, why are you so upset over it?
What a shunda!
It's like World War II up in this bitch.
What was that?
No, but I mean, there's nothing wrong with friends and bony. There's something, not a big deal.
But
how long have you guys
known
each other for, right? Like since high school or something?
Ever.
Like
yeah.
10 years. This is our 10-year anniversary.
No.
Oh, come on. Even better. Even a better reason to you. Why not?
But wouldn't it... I feel it would be really awkward because we've known each other for 10 years. Like, if we were like, oh, so we're naked now.
Ew! Stop!
Rob would totally do it.
No.
Say that to you, bro.
Like, it would be weird. We'd have to... I feel like it would... Like, if it... Yeah, no. There would have to be a lot of alcohol involved. To make the awkwardness of being
we
friends
have
for
more
10 years.
Calls. Can we move on, please?
No, I think we should really hit this head on. All right. Thank you for calling in, DJ.
Wait, I have one more question.
Brother.
Fast.
It's not offensive. No, do you like the band Halloween at all? Or not really?
Yeah.
Halloween.
That's the only, like, power. I have, like, one record I can barely stand for that kind of music.
I mean, it's really cheesy, but I like
power
it.
Power metal for you, though, right? The second one,
yeah.
Keeper, the second Keith part two, is that their more popular record?
Yeah. Yes.
Whatever happened to that dude in that band that sang for them? You like?
That's the second question. We got to get going.
Go listen to Gary.
Right. Ignore my famous power metal scene
Gerald,
question.
Discuss which signed character all of us are.
Yeah.
And I'm amazed nobody has said I'm George, because in real life I feel like I'm completely George. People are saying I'm either Kramer or Newman.
I think we're all mixes. I think it's funny. I
think you're Kramer.
I don't think I'm Kramer because I think...
No,
I'm,
I think Rob is Kramer.
No. No, I think Darren is definitely Kramer.
I'm the most like Elaine, I think. If you ignore gender and just go by personality, like I'm completely shallow in relationships and like I blow off women for like the stupidest possible things.
Well, so Noah could fit that bill too.
Right, I'm not saying we all have to be one.
I think you're Kramer because Kramer on that show was like this guy, he like knew everyone, he was like this old-timey New York kind of guy,
mm-hmm.
who always had like different, like random stuff going on that you wouldn't expect. Mm-hmm. And you're sort of like that.
Yeah.
I think.
And I don't have a real job. I just make money doing great things.
Yeah, you live a very. Your backstory is very shrouded in mystery.
Well, it's not to you. Maybe to the show it is.
But Rob, I guess, would be Jerry.
I think Jerry.
Really?
Well, Rob's like the hub of all of
Newman?
Our.
Can I be Newman? I want to be Newman.
No.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I think most part Elaine and part Jerry.
I don't think I'm as neurotic as Jerry.
No. I'm
neurotic,
Jerry's
like
Jerry.
The neurotic guy on the show.
No.
What are you talking about?
Jerry's
second.
Yeah, he's. I feel he's. Kramer is less neurotic than
Jerry. Yeah.
Kramer's the most well-adjusted one.
That's weird to say.
It is. Well, out of those four people, though. I think.
Someone said Rob is Banya. Always looking for a free fucking soup, you piece of shit.
Wait, Greg. Greg is the soup Nazi.
Do we have any more callers now?
Yes.
Who should we take?
Full line. Let's take 631.
631.
By the way, Sean is Tim Watley, the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion. So.
What's up?
Am I on?
Yes.
Yeah. What's going on? What's your name? Where are you from?
Sean is buddy.
I'm Garrett Weinstein. Yeah. I'm from Long Island.
Yeah. David? You don't need to give your full name.
I met Rob before. Sorry. It was my first time listening to it live.
Oh. Is it because you met Rob and now you want to hear his voice?
He won't return your calls?
Yeah, that was definitely it.
Well, where did we meet?
Actually, it was at a Mastodon show a year ago, the Death Clock Mastodon one. I didn't really talk to you, but my friend did. But that was when I first saw
I was with Rob at that show.
I was there too.
Yeah.
How come you didn't talk to us?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Because I'm the fucking Jerry Seinfeld.
You don't have as memorable of a face.
I'll take it.
Good answer.
Thanks. I'm also tall, so I'm easier to spot.
Yeah, I'm very short, so it's covered over me. I was wondering if any of you have heard the new Guar album yet.
The new Guar.
I haven't.
No, I haven't. I've just heard the
one
single.
Song.
Yeah.
I still haven't even heard the first one.
I didn't like the music video so much for it, but I like the song.
Did I ever say hey Guar? I don't think I
said. You
said
they're
a joke.
You said
yeah, they're a joke band. They
you
are.
Equated them to ICP. You said their music is equally worthless
because it's joke based on silliness.
Well, I think that it is. They would admit that it's based on silliness, but the music is good.
I also feel that way about Kiss.
Yeah, I do. But Kiss sucks.
Yeah.
There are like three good songs that I like.
Guar is better than Kiss.
Guar is way better than Kiss.
Yeah, but most of America, if you said that, they would laugh in your face.
Guar would be a good, enjoyable band without the theatrics. Yeah, theatrics are like an added dimension to their act.
The songs that I've heard, I didn't really care for one way or the other.
Yeah, it sounds your opinion, but you're wrong.
All right.
Way to start a fight, buddy.
Everyone's starting fights on this program.
Is he still on the air?
Yeah.
David?
Yes. There he is.
Yeah, so we haven't heard it. It's just coming out soon, though. So are you excited? Are you pumped to hear it?
Isn't it the same day as the new Atheist record? So, I mean, I'm pretty excited, but not as much as the Atheist record.
Which one? So you're going to get the Atheist record?
Why does it even have to be a competition? Why can't you be excited for both?
I don't
did
have
Atheist
record enough time
today. Did a bunch of interns call our show and talk about the new Atheist record today? What the fuck is going on?
Wait. Their street team.
We got TM. You're supposed to say TM every time Atheist comes up.
Rob?
I'm a little distracted because Jordan, who called us in earlier, asking if we were divorced, just left me a comment on my Facebook wall saying, can I get my free stuff now that I legitimately called in and asked a question?
The answer is no.
The answer is definitely not. I believe you are barred.
Looks like his name is actually Jordan Jujewski.
And, oh, does he look Jewish?
No,
he
drinks just because he's asking for free shit.
Oh, I get it.
Am I right, DJ Hitler? Right, he agrees.
DJ Hitler.
Oh, and somebody else has already liked the wall post.
That doesn't count as calling in.
Probably sorry to destroy it.
We stopped doing that first call, first time caller gift thing. You got to do something interesting.
Yeah, asking us if we're divorced.
You have to earn it.
Up. Anyway, we're going to keep moving along. David, thanks for calling in, buddy.
No problem.
All right.
Yeah, no problem, indeed. What else we got?
We have 780.
780. What's your name and where are you from?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Well, that's not my area code, but whatever. What's happening? It's Dylan Douglas from Ontario, Canada.
What's up, Dylan from Ontario, Canada? You're a little distorted.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, what's your question?
I thought, touch on nothing much, just calling in, man. Sam, what's up? First time caller. Long time listener.
That's great. Well, thank you for listening, buddy.
Yeah, no
but
problem.
As you know, you have a show to do, so.
Oh, sorry there, man.
So either you're staying or you're going.
Yeah. Okay.
Is this the first time you're listening to the show?
No, he said he's a long time
listener. No.
Yeah, clearly, you're not a listener, Noah.
Am I right, guys? Or maybe I just can't understand because he's too muffled.
I just high-fived
him. Why are you talking through your pillow? Get your face out of the
pillow. I'm on an iPod Touch on some free calling app.
Maybe move the mic a little further away from your mouth. Cause it's,
get your mouth off
the
iPod.
Better?
Yeah, it's better now. See, it's
Cool. Yeah, I'm using my headset shit, you know. Oh, shit. Nothing, man, you know. Just calling in, say what's up.
Did you go see Devin Townsend last night?
In Canada? What?
Didn't he play in, like, Montreal or something?
Oh,
Devin Townsend.
From, that's 8 hours away.
Did you do anything yesterday that's worth calling a show to talk about?
Yesterday or anything in your life?
Do you have a story for us?
A story?
Would you like to ask a question?
Yeah, sure. Okay, a question?
Go for it.
I have no idea.
All right, thanks for calling in. We're going to move on.
Yeah, whatever. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. Try to have something when you call. All right, what else we got?
956.
I'm trying to screen it before.
How would that work?
Okay.
956. Oh, we know who this is.
Who is this?
Efren?
You're on the air, Efren. Efren? And you're...
956, last chance.
Out of here.
Or maybe it's not Efren.
Next.
Some other 956.
That's it.
Okay. All right. We've cleared the lines.
Mostly.
Except all right.
People hanging on.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. 780 is calling back again. Maybe he has something interesting to say now.
Yeah. 780.
I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, let's try
671. Yeah.
Let's try 956.
956?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Eggers.
This isn't Effort, by the way. It's David from Makata, Texas.
Well,
okay. What's up?
Same area code, sorry.
So you said you led me down the primrose path. This is David?
David Gossett.
We don't need your full name.
Why is everyone giving us their last name?
If you want to give social security numbers too, that would be.
That we definitely. So what's up,
y'all,
buddy?
Want it? It's cool. No, it's the first time I'm calling, so I'm not sure how everything works.
Make
Efren
it a good one.
Efren pretty much told me to call, so I don't know. I guess I got a question. What do y'all think of Dimmu Borgir's new Abracadabra album?
I've
really heard it.
Yeah.
But isn't like Vortex not in the band anymore?
Yeah, no, Vortex and Lucy's took off.
Yeah.
There's a guy named Vortex in the band.
A very handsome guy.
Did he hang out with The Edge?
What?
Other douchey band name guys?
Oh, is that what you meant? I didn't really get that joke.
I'm Vortex. I'm the Edge. I'm an asshole.
Wait,
jealous that you can't have the nickname.
I call myself Vortex because I don't want to call myself Jürgen Bjergenschmergen because that's my actual name, and I'm embarrassed.
But that was too long to spell the liner notes, so they shortened it to Vortex.
Yeah.
How'd you know his name was Jürgen Bjergenschmergen?
It's Bjergen Bjergenschmergen. Get it right.
No. In their country, they pronounce the yeah, they switch.
That was the Anglicization of the name.
All right, we're not going to get any better than that with you, man.
Rob, you forgot the umlaut.
Thanks for calling in. Do we have any more callers?
6718, come on.
Okay, for 6718.
718.
Wonderful.
Hello, Shlomo. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, it's not Shlomo?
Maybe it is. He fixed his ear.
He had radical surgery in the last 15 minutes.
No,
what's up,
not
Shlomo? What's your name?
Oh.
Who is it?
My name is Kevin. I'm from Queens.
Please turn your speakers down, because we hear echo.
Hello?
Yeah.
How unfortunate for you that when we saw the area code 718, we were avoiding it like the plague because
we
thought it was Shlomo.
Yeah, you know, I kind of felt bad because I was like, I'm not Shlomo.
Sorry.
Blame Noah.
Well,
yeah.
Noah, it has now officially been outsmarted by Shlomo, if you think about it.
Darn.
He's in her head.
Messing with my mind.
What's up, buddy? Why are you calling in?
Well, I was wanting to call you because if you guys ever heard of a band called Candy Strip or Death Orgy.
Candy Strip or Death Orgy. Candy Strip or Death Orgy.
Yeah, hold on. Give me a second.
Is that his mom yelling at him?
Probably in the basement. Aubrey La Puerta. Don't forget to Aubrey La Puerta.
What does that mean?
Open the door, I think.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello, I'm sorry.
Yes. Is everything all right?
Hello?
How old is your mom?
Is your mom jealous that we picked up your call and not hers?
She sounds young.
She just came in to drop off something.
Is your mom...
is it the laundry?
Yeah, it's the laundry.
I'm glad... I'm glad we got to hear that during the call that he called.
I thought that he put us on hold, and we just stay there and waited.
No, I didn't mean I'm sorry.
His mom sounded hot. I wanted to see if there was any, like...
What are her measurements?
Let's start with her age first. How old is your mother?
Is she old enough?
I know she's over 18. I mean, you have functioning speech skills. You're not 2 years old.
Or are you?
Is she like 30s?
She's in her 30s.
Darren's interested.
Is she Latina?
Just for you.
Well, listen. Would you like to have Darren be your new daddy?
That's basically what he's trying to find out here.
Oh, well, we don't know what she looks like.
Is your mom hot? Darren wants to know how hot your mom is.
She could be like a semi-truck.
Oh, my God. Oh.
She's large and in charge.
Darren.
No. That's a euphemism. That's like one of those bitches on Geek to Geek, man.
No, Miss Thunder Thighs.
She's large and in charge. I like Thunder Thighs.
Yeah.
What I really can't stand is belly.
Hold on, wait. What's Thunder Thighs?
You know, like really thick.
Did you watch Richard Bay when you were younger?
Angles.
Just thick thighs. They're not like really toned, but they're not gross and disgusting and fat. They're just big.
Okay.
Are you okay if they have some like dimples on them?
Yeah, some. Some I can do. Not like a rippling cottage cheese effect.
Just in the back, not in the front.
Yeah. Well, no. If the whole package works, I'm all right. The only thing that's a deal breaker is a big fat stomach. That I can't stand.
Just like me and Darren could never go out.
Yeah.
I have a big fat stomach.
You do not have a big fat stomach. If I was gay, I would say you were in the right range.
Really?
Yes. But
I'm flattered.
For a woman, like if you were
you're like a cub.
A woman of comparable weight to you would be attractive, but like 40 pounds more would be gross.
Interesting. So you'd go out with a 180-pound bra?
Yes.
Okay.
But it has to hang together. It can't be like, you know. I'd rather go out with a girl that's 200 and toned than a girl that's like 160 and just flabby and disgusting.
Toned meaning lots of muscles?
I don't like a lot of
China.
Muscles. I like she's fit, but she doesn't overdo it. Anyway.
So is that your mom, sir?
It was. He said it was.
More or less.
Let's make it happen.
She sound hot, but you never know.
Anyway,
right.
I was going to ask you if you ever heard the band of Candy Strip or Death Orgy.
Okay. Candy Ship of Death Orgy.
Stripper.
Candy Stripper Death Orgy. Because a buddy of mine went to a Nuclear Assault show, and he came back being the roadie for that band.
How unfortunate for him.
Very.
From New to Hampshire.
All right, well, you know, you've deserved us getting to check the band out. We'll play one track from them. Let's see. World War III we'll play.
This is great.
And here we go.
Which is funny because a long time ago we're going to wrestle a match. And Metal Mission finished the last one. And never finished. Living and dying, laughing and crying. My dude has seen it, you know what I mean?
Ow!
It sounds like it's that place. Jack and Jill went up the hill! Ow!
Oh! Alright, that's that.
It's like a low rent Tom Araya.
Yeah. So what do you guys think?
Whack.
For a local band,
really?
I thought it was alright.
Production's good.
Every band is local to somewhere in the world.
I really liked the singing. I thought the music should have started a little bit faster.
Yes, I agree. And the riff that finally kicked in was good. The drummer's horrible.
Yeah, I felt like it needed more like double bass.
Yeah, it's like the guy that just learned to play the drums probably.
Yeah, or get a new drummer.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yeah, but the guitars were good and the riff was good once it finally fucking started.
Right, Kevin?
Maybe
right,
said
thanks.
Something said about it. Yeah, Groban, Josh Groban in the chat said, take out the siren. I agree. I wholeheartedly agree with that. Siren sucks. In fact, take out everything but the guitars and restart over with that.
Okay, so I think that the person who we're waiting to call in is calling in.
All right.
All right. So we're going to just go right to it?
Yeah, I'm on the line, yeah.
Okay.
Is it him?
Greg, is that you?
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys pick apart this poor band. I mean, I call this garbage on the air, and I hear you guys singing along to some trash, and then you're like, they don't need sirens forever. And now you get to me? My time is, it's precious, people.
So Greg trashed it.
I don't even know who it was. All I heard really was, I mean, I'm on a goddamn phone, and I don't know if you guys don't have the technology, apparently, to make everything sound good. So it's just a bunch of trash. It's probably great.
Oh, the technology exists to make that band sound good, sorry.
You get 2300.
All right, just to give you a proper introduction, right now we're on the air with Greg Weeks, bassist of The Red Court and Biodesert?
No, although I did play bass live for Biodesert, Death Fart.
Oh, you're in Death Fart. Any other bands that you're promoting?
No, but Death Fart and Biodesert are doing another show in Boston. We don't
you
know when. It's probably.
Sure.
We should come up and do one live in your studio.
Yes, on the live cast.
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, okay, done.
Yeah.
Boom, we'll get Jaeger to sponsor it. It'll be huge.
New Year's show.
You got it. Get ready.
So, Frank.
Yeah.
You just played a show.
That's what they tell me. That's why I'm so hoarse in the voice, because I constantly scream irrational things at children. They think I'm yelling, yeah, let's do it, let's have some fun and play shows. But I most tours I just yell, food things happen. Like tonight I was going, split pea soup, motherfuckers. And I go, ah. It's little things that entertain myself throughout the set.
Well, this is a little inside information we're getting here.
Yeah, this is what I think about, and that's why I'm a little. My voice is a little possibly hoarse. I don't know. I apologize if that's the case.
No, you sound fine. Now it's really quiet where you are. Are you in some sort of closet?
Devil dogs, motherfucker! I am actually in a highly secured backstage area known as our van.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
The interview room.
Yeah. Although people actually listen to the show, so I should say I'm in the backstage area known as our jet.
you're in your private jet, right?
In the hot tub.
Made of gold. Yeah, hot tub with I got broads all around me, some cocaine, and we're just having a good time calling into the show.
And bubbles.
Wait, you have some cocaine?
Cocaine?
I love it. All right, so our number is 646-929-1357. If you want to talk to Greg Weeks, this is your shot.
You should see these girls. They got just flotation devices on their chests. They're beautiful. Quiet down, honey. I'm on the phone.
Twit pick. Let's see that.
Do we have any callers?
Well, didn't Noah have a question she wanted
to ask? Noah has a question. I'm sorry. Before we get to the callers, Noah has an important question.
For your Ask Me I'm Right column, but we're just gonna do it live.
Do it live. Fuck it.
We'll do it live.
Dear Greg Weeks, how do I get rid of a boy that I have no interest in?
Give a bit of the backstory though. He needs context.
Yeah. That's too generic.
Is it you?
I have to give a backstory.
It's interesting.
Is it you? Because this is awesome because I think you just did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Totally dark. Yeah, the guy's listening to the show, so he knows.
Yeah.
Well, just tell him who it is. Come on.
I need the story.
Okay, I went out with a few other people that are not the people in this room, and I met this guy, and we hit it off. We went on one date, and he didn't bring his wallet, so I was like, that's cool. Let's keep going. And then I picked up the check, and then I noticed that he didn't have nice hands. And the only...
Apparently, Noah, it's a big deal breaker for her. Physically, she just...
Huge deal breaker. I like nice, big, veiny, manly hands, and he didn't have them.
What were his hands like?
Not good at all.
Feminine?
Small, and he had... issues.
Like with his hands, or he had other issues.
Did he have dirt under his nails?
Yeah.
Did he have like?
I like dirt under the nails if it's a good hand.
Uh-huh.
But it
no,
wasn't.
Are you trying to break up with me?
I thought we did that a long time.
What a terrible way to do it, making fun of my tiny hands.
Right. I told you.
Keep going.
Last time I spoke, you got to
play bass. You don't have bad hands.
You got to like work on your veininess in your hands, Greg, for girls to like you.
Just squeak your wrist so that the blood pulls up and then shoots into your hands.
Anything else wrong with him besides the hands?
Oh no. Okay, just the hands, and he's a little bit obnoxious. I didn't like his personality too much.
And he's
broke. But he would have been all right. Well, I don't know if he's broke because he was like, I'll get you next time. We'll
come
go
on.
Anywhere you want, blah, blah, blah.
Come on.
No. So then he tried to get in touch with me, and I just ignored him. And I ignored him already for like 3 weeks. And he just texted me again today, and he's like, where have you been? And then he texted me again, you must really hate me.
He's going to call you up in a week from now and go, I got a hand transplant. I heard the show. I got a hand transplant.
Yeah. Yeah, does he listen to the show? Because, you know, here's the advice. Do exactly what you're doing. Because if a kid listens to the show, then I think you know. He's looking at his hands crying right now.
Let's say he missed it today.
He's crying into his feminine dirty hands.
Yeah.
It's a good hypothetical question. If he can only afford one hand transplant, he got one.
No,
nice,
it's two.
Beautiful. Well, listen, hear me out. He got one gorgeous trucker hand with dirt and veins popping out like a bodybuilder, like the thickest hand you ever saw. But the other one, and he wore a glove on it. Would that
You couldn't convince yourself.
The whole time when I was looking at it, I was like, whoa, if he fingers me with those hands, that's not going to be very good for me.
You won't even feel it.
I'll just like vomit.
It'll be like a 3-inch penis. It'll just feel like a little pinky in there. And that's his middle finger. It's like a pinky.
It wasn't just that the hands were small. Uh-huh. She explained it better before the show. She might not want to go into detail. But it wasn't just that they were small.
What?
They were abnormal in some way.
I said they had issues.
Yes.
Did they have like suckers like an octopus on them or something?
Extra knuckles.
What was it? Extra knuckles?
I will say that they weren't webbed. It wasn't that they were webbed.
That was my initial.
That is not it.
You weren't going out with a duck. Okay, we got you.
She went on the solicitor.
Come on, I need help already. Let's just stop talking.
Yes,
so
what's
explained
right?
It.
Well, his advice right. was that you should tell him to
let's
listen
say he
to
doesn't
the show.
Listen to the show.
All right.
Okay, how much was dinner? How much did you throw down for this kid?
It was like $45.
You paid $45 for this kid, and
well,
he gets his wallet.
I had two or three drinks. I don't remember. And they're
right,
like,
so you're hammered drunk. This kid is pretending he doesn't have his wallet. He's got freakish hands. And you're asking what the easiest way to break up with him? Just tell him. Just say,
no,
listen,
no,
it's
no.
not going to work out. You don't want to embarrass him. Just tell him it's not going to work out. He's got little girly hands.
I just embarrassed him right now.
Well, no one knows who he is, though.
He knows.
But he's not embarrassed in front of anyone else.
Did you tell him that you do metal injection?
Yes, he's listened to the show before, but I'm assuming
he doesn't. Oh, jeez, this is terrible.
Guy who knows what he's talking about, if you're listening, text her right now.
Oh, my God.
Or just call in.
Yeah, call in and
please
we'll discuss.
Please call in.
646-929-1357.
Just throw this whole thing out live
on the air. I want a twit pick of your hand, so whoever you are.
I want to hear his side.
It doesn't matter. So anyway, let's move on.
Okay. So basically, he's saying you should just keep ignoring.
I'll just text him back. It's not going to work out.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to string him along.
I'm not responding to any of his advancements. I'm just ignoring him.
I'm just saying, if you break him, do it sooner than later.
Sorry.
Okay.
A couple of questions from the chat room. The first one is, would you ever consider having sex with Esther Rolle from Good Times, the mother from Good Times? I'm assuming when she was alive. She's been dead since 1998. But.
Me or Noah? Who's this going to?
This is for
you. You're the guest.
Is it me? Okay. Of course. That's my answer.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's a
cool.
Yes.
Wow.
She's on Good Times. She's clearly making some loot. You know? Little hands don't bother me, so.
Of course.
Let's see. Mongoose Commander in the chat, I have a question for Mr. Weeks. Would you ever consider doing a few comedy shows, like straight-up insult comedy, make fun of the crowd the whole time?
Have you ever seen a Red Cord concert?
I think that's where he's coming from. But, like, just straight-up.
He's basically saying, just cut out all the music and do a Red Cord spoken word tour.
Yeah, he just wants the banter.
You know, I wish we could. I'm in another band called Beyond the Sixth Seal, and we've actually had to cut songs because Mike and I would just talk for hours, and they'd be like, you got one song left, you haven't played anything. I don't think I'm funny, so no, I'd never do that.
Jimmy, like,
I'm more irritated.
Okay. Dear Greg Weeks, would you have sex with Noah?
Come on.
That's what it says. I didn't make
it. Is that from Noah?
Yes, it is, okay?
Is this the kid with little hands that's asking this?
Yeah. He wants
afterwards,
you
just have to tell him how it was.
He wants you to take her off his shit, I think.
Man, Noah and I have worked together. I think workplace relationships, they'd never work out.
They were both NAM correspondents.
Oh, that's
right.
Yeah, that's right.
Colleagues.
Yeah, but tell her I'll call her later.
So are you, Ron? That means you can't have sex with Greg either.
How
were you
I'm
doing?
Good.
No.
Good.
Ross,
good thing that we had sex before. So do we have any callers, Noah, that we can take?
Yes, we have 781 Pizza Destroyer.
Hello?
Pizza Destroyer.
Hello?
Hello?
Ron?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Greg, we've actually spoken before. I was the kid that you talked to for about 20 minutes. and
oh,
Providence.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kid.
Yeah, hey.
That guy.
He doesn't remember you, Pizza Destroyer.
So was the
that
whole
was the most generic way to remind.
The whole point of this call was just to say that you spoke to Greg Weeks, right?
He was that kid.
No,
with
I have a question.
And bad hands.
What's your question? Shoot.
I just want to know what like the feeling is that you get from just being like one of the greatest men.
Wow. Wow, I like this guy. I feel pretty good, you know. I rarely have a bad day being one of the greatest men. It's a secret society that only a few of us have, the greatest men society, and you know,
it's
that.
I thought it was like you are just one of the greatest men.
No, 781 Destroyer Man. Yeah, Rutger Howe is into it.
The second
Highlander. Trying to get in. Yeah. There could be only one or two or three.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Junior's in there.
Does it matter? He's one of the greatest men.
Yeah.
Oh.
We take orders from him.
Let's take 718.
We don't have 718. We have 786.
Do we not?
Yeah, there's
yes, you are. Oh, I totally am dyslexic.
786?
Yeah, it's me. Hello?
What's up?
I was just calling for some red cord merch. No, I'm not really. I have a tiny, tiny request.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say something else. Okay, go ahead. But I think you guys should play the song Anthem by the band Smash Face. You should look for it on YouTube. And at least get past the clean part. I promise you it is very worth your time.
Do you realize we have the world's greatest man on the line
right now?
I also wanted to talk to Greg Weeks, but, you know, I had to get that out of the way first.
When you call
I'm right
show,
here, bro.
With
I'm with you. I'm right here.
Men, you first address him, and then you bring up your shitty band that you want us to listen to next time. You want to try calling back in?
And you address him as a white man.
Yeah, or sir.
Or dude. So
well,
what's your question
well.
For
I'm showing you this because it's hilarious.
He's not following directions.
All right, we're going to keep moving. Who else do we have?
We have 443.
That was
443.
That guy was not one of the greatest men.
What just happened? Ray. Hello, am I on the air? Hello? I was at one of your conferences. Hello, am I on the air?
Yes. You're on the air, Greg.
We're trying to get fans to call in and ask them and ask you their burning questions, but it's not working out too well.
Chili question.
Hello?
What? There's a child. What is
this?
443? 443, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What is your question?
Well, I was at a Red Core show last year, and Greg threw donuts into the crowd, and I just What inspired this act of wonderfulness?
I will tell you exactly what was happening. We were on tour with a band called My Children, My Bride, a Christian hardcore band. And let's just say their crowd of people that enjoys their form of music didn't necessarily understand what was going on when we hit the stage. So I needed something every night to amuse myself, because you should only do you should only play music for yourself, and then if people like it, that's great. So that night I was wandering the streets trying to stay away from the show, and I found a Dunkin' Donuts, or where I'm from we call it a Dunkies, and they had I think 24 donuts or something for $10. I bought them, brought them back to the show. It just so happens that our friends I'm name dropping, watch your feet, and Goto were playing that night too. And I started feeding everybody donuts, and I gave them to the crowd, and it kind of just brought my whole energy up. So it was just really trying to figure out something to do while I played to make me very happy.
This brings up an interesting topic. Greg Weeks, when you are playing a show, you do everything in your power to be at the venue as little as possible. Is that true?
Funny you bring that up. We're currently on tour with The Contortionist,
Gaza, Terror, and the Acacia Strain. And I try to watch every one of those bands every night because they're really good. So it kind of depends on who we're on tour with.
Wow.
Because
at Summer Slaughter, you were four to be found.
At Summer Slaughter, I think we showed up, loaded in maybe, hung out in the city, and when I got a text that said, we're on stage, I'd go up, fought through my set, try to get out of there as soon as possible so I didn't have to hear the dribble that was going on before and after me. And, you know, it seemed to work. I mean, you guys interviewed me. You saw what I was. I didn't meet any of those people. I don't know anyone on that tour, honestly. Name a band. Never met them.
Not even your own band.
I didn't know I was in a band.
So right now we have a very special caller that we're going to get to. He is also from Brooklyn, New York. He is of the Hasidic Jewish descent. Or lineage. What?
You can't say it that way.
I can say it any way I want.
He has a slight speech impediment, so you should listen carefully.
And he's also a tea partier.
Can I laugh? Is it rude to laugh?
No.
No.
Okay.
Here we go.
Shlomo, you're on the air with Greg Weeks from the Red Court.
I'm actually, it would be rude to laugh.
This is true. This is not true. I can't handle this.
It is rude to laugh. Oh, see, when I hit some people like crazy or whatever, it is rude to laugh in the end.
Oh, it is rude to laugh.
But we do it anyway.
No, we're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you.
No, we're laughing
because
the joke.
You guys give me a green light to laugh at this kid, and now I can't? What the hell is this all about?
No. You can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want,
you
but... You
are the greatest men.
That's
you
nice
can do whatever.
Okay, I have a thing. You might be... You might be one of the greatest men, but that doesn't mean that you are the greatest man. But, of course, it could be a greater man than you, but in the end, you know, it's one of the average men who not so much as great, since bands and people have more recognition than you. Of course, in metal terms, I don't know what your power would be in the greatness, but in the end, like, it could be great, could never be great, but it could be how you rate the greatness.
Did you ask me if I listen to a Discman? That's all I got from that.
No. Greg,
your response.
You could be great.
Yes.
He said, you could be one of the world's greatest men, but you're not the greatest man, and there could be greater men than you.
Did you run that through the Shlomo Shazam app?
I missed the rest of it. My battery ran out.
I think Rob is the greatest man for fucking figuring that out. That was out of control.
Well, before you called in, actually, we gave Shlomo a bit of a project. Shlomo, are you going to do this? We asked Shlomo.
I can't.
You can't. We asked Shlomo to do a little karaoke, doing the sing along for Dreaming in Dog Ears. So
he can't because his mother's going.
Yeah, but I guess it's
I
not your
that's
time.
Fine.
Can I redo grandcore singing? Like to grandma, maybe just like
sing it in your voice. You don't have to sing.
Yeah,
right?
You can just say it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Ready? Well, I'm gonna queue up.
Dreaming in Dog Ears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just acapella.
Just do the. It's not gonna be all right.
No, do
I'll
the whole
get,
song.
Get,
no, just this part. Trust me, just this part.
One minute, Rob.
It's not going to be all right.
No.
It's not
into...
Oh,
it's called...
Oh,
yes,
Red
Chord.
He's got to Google the lyrics.
Start it from the beginning and let him do the whole thing.
Okay. Just let him do it a cappella.
Yeah, you're micromanaging Shlomo's talent.
What am I thinking?
He doesn't need a company, man.
This is going great.
Yes, here it is.
You got it?
Yes, almost.
He's on a dial-up.
Loading, 90%.
Yes, okay.
How's that dial-up working?
I've had dial-up. It's only about 3G.
Oh,
By the way, Fiddle in the chat said Wet Cold is an awesome band.
Wet Cold.
The Wet Cold.
Red Cord. Red Cord.
Cord.
Red Cold.
Wet Cold. Come on, Momo. It's your time to shine.
Okay.
Go. I love this kid.
Go.
Go. Do you know?
Go. Yeah, go.
Well, music. Subject for a mode and method. What are you thinking? And what the fuck are you saying? Wait, that's the best man anyway. Never get like this thing. And a liquid seep in your lungs. If you ever catch the trust, you can't take my summer mistake. You've come to see me, and now I swear that must end. I don't know, maybe we get in the middle of this. What the fuck? It's like fuck. How dare what the fuck is that song? Like diabetes? Diabetes? Hypertension? Yo, dude. that song is a grand joke.
It sounds like Guy Kosick is in the room with me. It's amazing.
Yo, that song, diabetes, hypertension? Yo, dude. That is a song. I mean, it's singing like Horse of Chaos.
Well, keep going through it. Diabetes, hypertension.
Yeah. No.
Just do the end part, the last few sentences.
Kevin Wilson said diabetes, hypertension, Asperger's.
So you want to do the last part? It's coming up.
Come on, Shlomo. This is the best part. This is the part that everyone sings.
Yeah, everyone goes nuts at this part.
This is the only song anyone likes. It's great. I love it.
All right, he's not doing it.
He
chickened
out. Well, thanks, Shlomo. That was entertaining for what it was.
Oh, he hung up.
And here I thought dead air was a bad thing on the radio.
What's up?
I said, here I thought dead air was a bad thing on the radio. That was fabulous.
No, after Shlomo talks, dead air is like a vacation.
Yeah, it's a palate cleanse. It's a little short day.
All right. Thank you, Shlomo,
as always.
Great call.
He was great.
You put all our other calls to shame, who say nothing. Thank you.
I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
Okay, we have another long-time listener, probably a big Red Cord fan. Let's talk to you. Efren, are you there?
Yeah.
What is your question?
Actually, I have a couple of questions.
Yeah. Okay, a couple of questions.
Maybe you can ask all of them.
All right. I forgot.
Could you sing some Red Cord lyrics in the meantime?
Yeah, do you want to sing a few together in Revolving Doors for us?
Metal Injection's fan base on top of it.
Okay, I remember. I heard that the Red Cord was up for a Grammy. Is that true?
Yes, it is. It is.
I knew it.
In the category of least likely to enjoy calling into Metal Injection, I think we won.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I said
that. Glad you're part of it.
Isn't that terrible? That was terrible. I'm sorry, guys.
We're gonna go kill ourselves.
No, please no. Please no. I just played a show, so I'm in jerk mode. I apologize. I love you guys. You know that.
You just love Rob.
What?
I called him out on it.
What happened?
Do we have any more callers, or are we wrapping this up?
No, that's it. No other callers. Why don't we just talk to Greg?
Oh, I guess we could talk to Greg.
Hi, Greg.
So what are you going to do after we end this conversation? What's your plan of attack?
Right now, and I am going to drop some names again.
Do it.
And it's funny, because as I'm on the air with you guys now, last time I did this, Paul from BT Bam called in as well, and ironically, we're in North Carolina now, and BT Bam came out to hang out. So the plan is we're all going back to Beef's house, their drummer, and kind of just relaxing, you know? Just going to relax, hang out.
Does that mean you guys are going to bone?
We're going to touch each other, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Actually,
I'm hanging out with the wrong guys.
You should come out. We just do each other's hairs and nails, and it's awesome.
No, I need a manicure.
But we've got man hands, so you won't mind it. You'll say, wow, they do their nails and stuff, but look at those mitts.
She's totally going to judge your hands, though. You know that.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm going to wear... Next time I see you guys, I'm going to wear gloves. I'm intimidated now by this.
I like it. So a caller earlier was saying how you guys should tour between The Buried and Me. I was like, been there, done that, right?
Yeah, like 100 times. Hello, we don't even like him as a band or as people. Why would we do that?
I like it. How are the people you've been touring with now are? I guess a lot of them are cool people, right?
Well, you know. They're great. Actually, it's the two bands that we follow every night. We flip-flop with Terror, so we're either following Gaza, and as you know, they're one of the heaviest bands in the world, or we follow Terror, which is impossible because Terror is one of the greatest, funnest hardcore bands ever. They just crush every single night. It's very tough to follow those guys, but everyone's real cool. Kind of a hangout vibe. The contortionists are kind of green. You know, they'll walk up and go, and you go, all right, get out of here. You know, that's kind of weird, but other than that, everything's fine.
Now, the singer of Terror is known for his stage banter, Scott Vogel.
is that who you're singing for him?
Is it? Did I get that right?
Are you saying Terror, like the power metal band Terror?
Terror. Like Terror.
Oh.
Like Terrorist.
Yeah, Terror. I got it right.
Has there been any good stage banter moments that you can recall?
Nah, he's great every night. Last night he was, you know, letting everyone know it doesn't matter what you do, we're all in it together, that kind of thing, and it was awesome. I felt a part of something. It was great. But then you have us, where tonight, let's say, hypothetically, there was a young girl updating her Facebook status in the front row of the back turned to us, so we invited her on stage to do it on stage, and then reprimanded her for about a half hour, berated her, and bullied her, and I don't think she'll ever do that again. So it's different. I think Scott's very positive.
Was she good looking at least?
I mean, she was human. So Scott, he's positive, and we're more not so much. So I think we're the downer on the tour. So come on out.
Yeah.
Come on out. Bands love when you text in the front row, you know. and just have a text party. It'll be fun. A little fun.
What if she was texting like, oh, you guys have to check out this band, The Red Court?
Then I don't want any more people. I don't want any more people checking my band out. I'm fine, you know.
I'm a bitter old man.
You know what I'm talking about? I don't know what else to do with my life. I've been in this too long. It's like I can't go out and get a job, so I'm stuck doing this. I'm just a bitter old man.
You're like the wrestler. You're like Mickey Rourke.
With
lip implants.
Do you wear Depends?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. It's terrible. Everything's shut down and everything pours out of me. It's awful.
We have a question from the chat, Heavy Metal Hobo. Dear one of the greatest people, were you successful in your crab-catching mission during your tour with Chelsea Grin?
And did you say Metal Homo? Who is this now?
Close. Heavy Metal Hobo, but no homo.
He can get married in my state if he wants to a bro. I support his lifestyle, Heavy Metal Homo, and I wish you well in everything you do. Yes, we were. The last show, Holyoke, Massachusetts, we actually brought a net on stage and we caught the crabs that were Chelsea Grin in the middle of their set. They were not as amused as we were, but we successfully caught them.
You guys are like the biggest bullies. Bands, after they go on tour with you, bands have to go home and they have to watch the It Gets Better video.
How long have you been saving that joke, Ralph?
About 3 minutes.
That's pretty good.
No, we just, the young bands, we just got to let them know, toughen up. Sometimes these young bands are going to go out, they're going to be taught lessons by people who may be a little meaner than us, and so we're trying just to break them in. Like, speaking of Chelsea Grin, we stole their equipment one night to teach them a lesson.
I'm just letting you know. They have like 5 or 10 guitar players, okay? So they have 13, 15 people in their band. They left all their equipment out in the trailer wide open, and they're all walking off being, you know, shenanigans and hooligans all around town. We stole their guitars and locked them in our trailer, and they freaked out. And, you know, we gave them back the next day after they were crying and stuff, and then,
You're like,
the parents called you.
Yeah, you're like that one-armed guy for Arrested Development.
Yeah,
I am.
We're teaching them lessons.
No,
anyway.
You don't just leave a note.
What if the one-armed guy had one really good hand? Is that,
that was it, yeah.
Would that be acceptable? So you need two.
Two, please, please.
Great. Great call back there. Great call. no, but that's a really good point. And Cattle Decapitation, they did something recently where they stole Knights of the Abyss bass because they kept leaving their stuff out too. So you guys aren't the only ones. You guys are basically going to be like, look, if you guys keep doing this, if you keep being musicians, you're going to hate your life. So we just want to help you hate your life so you see what it's like.
I'm giving that advice to young bands. They come up to me and, you know, kids will say, oh, how do you get started? Or, you know, I'm going to start a band. And I tell them, don't. You don't want to end up like me. Look at me. I'm getting just fatter and grayer and angrier as the days go on. You want to enjoy your life, go off, get married, have some kids, get a house. I live in a gutter. I'm alone. It's terrible.
You're married.
I'm 100% married. I'm very happy, and I don't live in a gutter. None of this is true.
All of that was a lie. You have a lovely home.
A beautiful wife, man. She is a knockout, and I have problems being away from her because she is so damn sexy.
You say this while you're in a hot tub in your jet with other ladies?
She lets me do certain things. These girls don't mean a thing to me. You know, they're just mouths and asses. You know what I'm talking about? She's
they're
a real
just
thing. They just get the job done. There's no love between us in Bambi, is it? Yeah, there's no love. That's for home.
All right. I have another question. You ready?
I'm ready.
Lifeless One says, Greg, every time I listen to Sleepless Nights in the Compound, I get a massive erection. What can I do to remedy this?
Jerk off.
That's pretty simple.
I mean, who doesn't know what to do with a boner? How old is this kid?
Really?
We have another caller, a local number, 917. 917, hello.
I had to use my sister's phone.
Oh, it's so long.
Break us.
What's up, Shlomo?
Can we talk to your sister? If you use your phone, can we at least talk to her?
Huh? She is.
All right, we're going to have
to. Your sister on the phone. We're hanging.
No, we're done with Shlomo.
We have a blocked number.
This
block
is tearing me up. You hear the family yelling in the background that they hang out. This is breaking my heart. Did you give him that name?
No, that's his real name.
That's his real name. That's his God-given
name. Aaron, play the clip of Shlomo telling us his name and spelling it out.
We have sound bites, Jim. He's a long time.
China. S-H-L-O-M-O-C-H-O-I-N-A.
That's
his
spelled
name.
Out for you.
Wow. Oh, I thought you were saying Shlomo.
No, Shlomo.
Shlomo.
I got you. Amen. Amen to that.
China.
Here's a song. It's great. Is that number online? Block number. Are you there?
Hello. I got a question for Gregory.
Gregory.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah. Do you know what a poop noodle is?
That's your question?
Yes.
Do I know what a poop noodle is?
Yes, that's my question.
That is crantastic, my friend. No, why don't you go ahead and let us know what a poop noodle is?
Well, I ain't a fucking teacher, so you better go Google that right now.
All right. Well, that's fair.
You're talking to one of the greatest men. From the Greatest Men Club.
That guy's just jealous, but he's not the greatest man.
He's definitely not in the club. He called in to let everyone know what a term was and then bailed on it because he didn't really know what it was. Because he did one of those things where he said, do you know what this is? You know, he's like in the back of the bus with all the cool kids and they're talking about crazy shit. And he wanted me to let him know what it was.
I'll look it up for him. How about?
Look, yeah, Google. He wants to know. I feel bad for him. He's trying to be tough, but he wants to know.
I have it here. Urban Dictionary says, when you get a chunk of poo stuck in your penis hole from anal sex.
I've never had that.
Sure. That happened?
I've only had anal sex once.
You've got to have a pretty wide urethra to get.
What was his name?
His name was Jerry. No, it was really Sid.
Damn it.
No, I knew a kid who had a dick infection from that happening. Yeah, having shit particles in his dickhead.
Oh, jeez.
So, girls, when dudes pressure you into anal sex, tell them that fact and they will never ask you again.
Boom.
Or they can douche.
That's exactly what. Douche their asshole?
Douche their ass.
Oh, enema. Sorry, an enema.
Yeah, you don't want vinegar there.
Speak for yourself.
Maybe
you're right. I don't want vinegar back then. No,
never again.
That's exactly why I don't like to engage to give anal sex to a woman because I feel like I'm constantly thinking about the shit in there.
Well, that's where poop comes out. I mean, you take risks.
I don't know. Doesn't pussy feel good enough? Like, what's the attraction there?
No matter how good the food tastes, you want to have it every night.
I don't mind. I'm fine with vag every night. That's fine. Blowjob. That's the change of pace.
No,
every night, man.
Balls. I don't know. It's each his own. I don't knock you for liking anal sex, but
thank you.
I'm not a fan.
What's the hell? All right. Every conversation is talking about sex or bonus or anal sex. What the hell do you guys do with this?
Do you think that we were going to talk about metal or something?
No.
This is our...
That studio must smell awful, so I'm saying.
We try to talk about metal as little as possible on the live cast. We do all the metal stuff in the videos when we're not interviewing you.
Yeah, Rob pays people to do that. He doesn't know anything about metal.
Yeah, I hate you.
By the way, the Iron Sheik has a question.
Okay.
Hold on.
Are you going to say...
Thank you. Mr. Weeks, your band, the Cornred, is one of the greatest bands ever. You are one of the greatest men ever, but not as good as Smash Mouth. And you're a piece of shit. No good mother. Fuck it. But I still respect you.
Wow. Really like WrestleMania 88. I like that.
Yeah, he didn't even wait for you to respond.
Alright. Well, we're going to let you go because you probably have so many rock star things to do right now.
Tell me, there's so much shit to do. There's kids to ignore. There's, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
Now, we're going to do a music break and we're going to start with a Red Chord track.
Oh.
Is there one that you would like to hear? What is your least hated?
Or do you want us to play something else,
yeah.
Maybe?
Would you like to
hear some Creedence?
Smash Mouth?
You can play some Creedence.
Oh, man, I love Creedence.
There you go.
Proud Mary, Fortunate Son, anything. Anything's better than our last beaten breakdown. Oh, jeez, it's just too much, guys. It's just too much.
Oh, Creedence.
Darren, you have a good up?
Yeah, we'll go right into the music break right now.
Wait, do you really?
Yes.
Like, for real?
Yeah. Get it on my iTunes.
We're not really going to play Creedence.
Why not? He requested it. He's one of the greatest men. We got to...
I'm in
right
a secret society, Rob. I'm in a secret society.
All right, I guess we're doing it. Thank you so much for calling in, Greg.
Thank you, guys.
Hope you... have a good tour. Everyone go check out Greg and his band, The Red Chord, on To Catch a Predator. If you go or if you don't go, it doesn't really matter. Greg gets paid the same amount of money.
Okay.
But you can meet one of the greatest. If you come out, we'll hang out. You'll meet one of the greatest guys or whatever it is.
Men.
Get it right. All right.
Cool. I don't even know.
Thank you, I don't even know, man.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Get home safe.
I'll try.
Cue it up.
Thank you.
mamas, lock up your big booty bitches, because Darren will put a baby in every last one of them. But first, the Metal Injection live cast.
We are back with hour three.
Yeah, something like that. No, that was the first music break we took.
Right, but we took a two-hour...
Well, this is hour two, but it's just starting...
True.
It's a four-minute hour.
Anyway, we're going to go a little over. It's going to be a little overtime.
Can't believe it.
But we should bring Mr. Vitelli in. What do you guys think of that?
I don't like her.
Yeah, she's eating all my lollipops.
She is? You brought lollipops?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't tell me.
Well, because she ate all of them.
Oh, all right. Okay, bring her in. Where is she?
Let's get the music queued up.
She has music, too? Oh.
What is that? Turn that off! Oh, dear.
That's NBC. That's a freaking liberal network! I just spit on you, darling. I'm sorry.
That is unfair.
Richard, you got a little spit on you there.
My name is Robert.
Whatever. So, I don't want the liberal MSNBC crap playing. Shut up. Stop making me laugh.
My ears.
You're so unprofessional.
You're very loud.
Turn your goddamn headphones down, for God's sake. How was it living with her as a rent lady, Rob? This was
just
it was a joy and a pleasure to live with upstairs from Robber. Let me tell you, every day I played music that cultured him. I played some Perry Como. I played Liberace. I played not like this Green Chord that you listen to.
Red Chord.
Whatever. I think she means Green Day.
You fachachta schmucks that you put on, and I have to endure this every day.
Finally, so great. Shut up. I'm the only broad on this live cast. Well, what I'm here to talk about today?
Yeah, we
first
the election.
Of all, the election, what a glorious day!
We brought you in to give us a recap. That's what we paid you for.
What happened is the Tea Party pwned all you motherfucking liberals!
Wait, what?
You know you heard me. I'm learning the lingo.
Did you say pwned?
Pwned! Like corn pwned, you know? Like cornbread!
Where did you hear that?
I heard it from my... He's such a cute... He's my little booby! And he says all the things. He goes on the little cute sites like the 4chan and all these
other
things.
No, it's not a cute site at all.
Don't say that
he
word.
He calls himself a beatard. I don't know what that means. But I think it's great that he's with the technology. With this thing all the time, with the computer in the box. I don't understand.
Right,
that,
so
good.
The election. Let's talk about the election. Are you a tea partier? Are you a tea bagger?
I am a very proud tea bagger. I teabag morning, noon, and night.
Whoa.
Because teabagging is what will bring this country into the 19th century. And
we're in the 21st century.
Exactly. Now, the only thing I was sad about was this Christine O'Donnell. She lost. And here's why. She admitted to that's a problem. That's a problem.
I thought she didn't masturbate.
You can do it. Just don't say it.
So you don't masturbate?
No, of course not.
Or
but no. I don't.
Ms. Natal, you're an old lady. How old are you?
I am 47 years old.
No, you're not.
Young.
You are not 47, Ms.
What I do is, I don't masturbate, but I take a pack of Camels, and I rest them on my mom's pubis. And then I move side to side. That way you're not really doing anything.
Wait, so you're saying
so
you
don't
smoke cigarettes with your vagina?
That,
you don't even rest them on your own pubis, on your mom's pubis?
Listen, first of all, Sid, you're the most unprofessional person here.
I'm sorry.
You're all immobile in the candy. You should rock to Laban and go can't talk it off the gun with all the other kids in this room.
We need Shlomo to translate that.
You think you
told me to go take a dump in the woods?
Now,
no, in the ocean. In the ocean.
Look it up. Google translate the Yiddish. Learned that from my nephew, Sal.
Do you know what a poop doodle is?
Yes, I saw it on Encyclopedia Germanica. Now, I'm glad you mentioned cigarettes. Why? Because I heard you talking about Prop 19, this crap, this drugs that people are doing. It's disgusting. It's a shunder what they do.
Why?
Shot.
How is it any different than
because,
fucking cigarettes?
Because, silly, because the only cigarettes you should be smoking are cigarettes. Real cigarettes.
Well, what if people don't like real cigarettes?
But cigarettes are good for you.
What?
In fact, I am here today to say to all the young children listening, anyone under the age of 18 should smoke cigarettes.
What? No.
What? Why?
First of all, it's illegal.
Illegal schmeagle. You get them, you put them in your room. In fact, here's what they should do. You'll get you get a free Nintendo game with every fifth pack that you buy.
That's terrible.
And then children...
You don't want to encourage kids to smoke. But, that's not even what Prop 19 was about.
But then they'll learn the value of smoking.
What value is there in smoking?
It's a wonder drug.
Well, I don't understand.
You see this Sean, this fachakta schmuck Sean that you do this show with, he's not here today. Why?
I don't know. Why?
Because he has ass cancer.
So he smokes with his ass?
No, it's from not smoking.
Oh.
I am 47 years old. I never had a problem.
You are not 47 years old.
I am 47 years young. I never had a problem in my life. Why? Because I smoke 43 cigarettes every day. I smoke them in the morning with my grapefruit juice. I smoke them at lunch. I smoke them. Shut up when I'm talking.
I want to know if you drink this bitter one or the sweet one.
I smoke cigarettes with my corn and flour tortilla when I go to lunch.
So you have both?
Yes. I don't choose. I am one of the greatest women. I belong to the greatest women club. I don't have to choose. And by the way, Noah, I have perfect hands. Before
wow.
you ask.
See, you've been listening to the show in the green room.
What show? There's a show going on?
This is the live chat.
So you asked me to come in. What do I know from this?
You're talking into a microphone. Why would you be talking into a microphone if you weren't on the show?
The final thing, after endorsing cigarettes, by the way, I smoke cigarettes in my mouth, my ears, my nostrils. I smoke one in my left eyeball, and I'm currently learning to smoke cigarettes with my vagina.
What about your right eyeball?
I need to see what I'm smoking, for God's sake. I should light a cigarette with the wrong distance, and I burn my schnubbly over my face. Is this what I should do? For God's sake.
So what you're saying, you smoke multiple cigarettes at the same time?
Of course. And it never did anything to my voice either. I have a great fucking voice.
I don't know about that.
Now listen, the last thing I want to discuss is these fagulas tying the knot. And thank goodness that this did not pass in this election. The only knots that need to be tied are balloon knots.
Wait.
What?
Do you know what a balloon knot is?
Yes, of course. What do you think it is?
You're dirty.
When you go to the circus and they tie the little animals?
No, that's...
What?
Noah, why don't you tell her?
Is this some
a balloon
pervert?
Knot?
Yes.
Is an asshole.
Yeah, what does it look like to you?
What did you say?
The bunghole.
Like
the
actual...
Disgusting.
The hole. It looks like a balloon knot.
Well, I was talking about circus balloon animals for kids, and you perverts start talking about assholes. You're all sick in the kippy.
You said balloon...
You're really good at balloon knots? Is
this,
that what you
this
said?
This is disgusting. Listen, Rodney, I am going to come back.
Robert.
Whatever.
Come
you
on.
Owe me 5 months back rent.
I don't
want
live there anymore.
I
moved out.
Mazel tov.
You rent. I'm
confused now. Mrs. DiVitelli, everybody. Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It smells like cigarettes.
Oof.
I'm shocked.
Oh, my God. My cheeks hurt.
What a hoa.
Why do your cheeks hurt?
From laughing.
No.
Oh, I thought she pinched you too hard when she walked out.
Something.
Which cheek?
My balloon knot hurts.
She pinched your balloon knot?
By the way, Mongoose Commander in the chat said, Mrs. DiVitelli sounds like she has one of those cigarette smoker holes in her throat. Does she like to get freaky with it?
Oh.
She left. We can't ask her that. I don't know.
Too late. It's too late now. All right. Sid, you had a story about some Times Square workers.
Oh, sure. I feel like I've told this story before, but I guess not.
I don't think so.
In Times Square, there's a bunch of guys that dress up like various cartoon characters and stuff. There's a guy who dresses like SpongeBob. There's an Elmo. And when I take the train in the morning, I go by this underground concourse. And there's a little, like, nook there where every morning I see them, like, I guess it's their shift change. So it's just a bunch of these, like, you know, 40-year-old filthy, not saying that all of these people are filthy, but these particular ones. It's 40-year-old filthy Mexican dudes in, like, boxer shorts and tank tops changing in and out of their Elmo costumes.
So they have multiple Elmo costumes? How does that work?
There's, like, I guess one is Clover, maybe?
Elmo costumes.
I guess.
How do they work?
That's so sad.
But
do you stare at them and laugh?
I don't laugh, but I've seen people, like, taking pictures with their cell phones.
And, like, that's posing kind of their kids in front of them changing? Or
no, just
like standing
at a distance taking pictures. But the disgusting, the most disgusting, first of all, these suits are filthy. But, like, when we did that metal idol thing, for, like, 10 minutes I had to wear the gorilla suit. And I was fucking soaked in sweat. It was disgusting. Now, these guys are out there, and this was, like, all, like, not just now, but, like, in the middle of summer.
Yeah.
They're out there for a couple hours at a clip in this fucking sweat box suit, and then they share the same one. There's no cleaning going on in between. They just go to a fucking
corner. Are they naked underneath?
No, they're in, like, tank top and boxer shorts.
Now, why do they have to change suits? Why can't one guy be Elmo all day?
I don't know. Because I guess he needs to...
Because people can't work for 24 hours.
Yeah, you get hot and you need
those,
I thought you meant
they don't swap. No, no, no.
Right.
It's like, all right, I'm done being Elmo for these 3 hours. Your turn to be Elmo.
That would be great if they made the guy, like, go on his break and go to Jamba Juice wearing the fucking Elmo costume.
Could you imagine getting into, like, it's already damp and soaked from this other guy's sweat, and now you have to put it on for a couple of hours and stand in the middle of Times Square?
Well, who gets to be the first guy in the human centipede?
Yeah.
That's the question. That's the lucky spot.
And they have their little bucket where they sort of get coins.
You give them money?
No. I don't post for pictures and stuff with it.
If only those teabaggers knew that they're just funding Mexicans.
Yeah. I'm surprised you've never seen it. You've seen
them. I've
right?
seen
they're
them, like, yeah.
Serious.
Yeah, there was a Spider-Man that's SpongeBob that doesn't even look like SpongeBob.
They're filthy.
Yeah.
So it's just like people just hanging out.
I'm pretty sure it's not licensed by, like, Disney or whoever.
But I feel like if they're switching the costume, if they're trading it, they have to be working for somebody, you know? Like,
or maybe just a bunch of dudes who are like, hey, instead of bussing tables, how about we do this? We'll chip in on a suit and just hang out outside all day.
Yeah.
There you go. We could be alcoholics and nobody will know.
Yeah.
Have one of those hats with beer.
Yeah, underneath. Yeah, they're probably drinking all day.
Yeah.
That's why they look in those funny ways.
Well, but isn't his face up by where the face of the thing is, or it's underneath?
No, because, I mean, SpongeBob is a square.
Right.
So
there's
there's
room
space
to maneuver. So
he's inside, his arms just bagged, he's inside drinking a bottle of booze.
Yeah.
Might be. I wouldn't doubt it. I'd need to be drunk to get through a day doing that.
Yeah. Especially if you had some other guy's ball sweat.
Yeah. Oh. Awful. Sounds like sofrito in there.
Oh.
How much?
Getting ethnic.
Flour or corn ball sweat.
How much would I have to pay you to put on Rob's sweaty boxers?
What?
Come on, not that much. I don't think Rob has. I would, it's disgusting, but I'd do it.
Over my boxers?
No, on your skin.
$1,000.
$1,000,
yeah,
for Darren. Sid.
How sweaty? Like, what was he doing? How long was he wearing?
It's a hot summer day, and he's rushing to the deli.
I don't think that's that gross. I mean, it'd be on, how long do I have to have them on?
Like the rest of the day, you're changing shifts.
Kind of, maybe up $10,000. I thought you meant put them on and...
Oh, $10,000?
And that's not because it's Rob. I mean, anyone's sweat. I mean, Rob would probably be the least offensive because I know him. I know he doesn't have fucking AIDS or anything.
Yeah, but he's been wearing them all day.
Right. It wouldn't be pleasant, but if you're paying me.
Given the fact that I used the same toilet as him for 4 years, day in, day out, I feel like I've already done this for free, basically. So only a couple $100.
I thought you were going to go the other way. You shared a bathroom with him and you seen what comes out of him.
But I sat on that same toilet. I wiped it down when there was hair on it, but not that vigorously. And I'm still all right. My balls haven't rotted off and dropped out of my shirt.
Your ass is just hairier.
I don't know if that was possible.
How about Noah's sweaty underwear? How much would you have to get paid?
A dollar. What?
You would wear women's underwear.
I think my
underwear would fit around Rob's thigh. What?
By would, do you mean does?
Well, so style doesn't matter. I mean, just if you could put on boxers, they'd be just as sweaty, and then he could, you know.
Okay.
Right. So, how much?
Oh.
$1.
Or,
Price is Right.
Short, no, short.
I was making a joke. But,
cut off.
Darren, how much would I have to pay you to use Rob's butt plug for a day?
Ah, I'm not into that.
That's the point. That's why I'm paying you. If you were into it, it'd be
I don't think there's any.
Wait a minute. I wouldn't let Darren use my butt plug.
All right, Shlomo's butt plug.
I don't want anything in my ass. No amount of money.
That's why you're always pooping. You don't even want that in there.
That's true.
Get it out.
It's an exit.
Get a poop.
Whoa.
What
the hell was that? No, you got somebody in your closet?
Bruno just committed suicide from this conversation.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
All right, we got to get going. Thank you to Greg Weeks for calling in and hanging out with us for about half an hour.
I just want to say that luckily the door behind you was closed. Otherwise, a bunch of chairs would have fallen on you.
Nice.
Sid.
Awesome.
I'd like to thank Shlomo for calling in and trying to sing Dreaming in Dog Ears. Who else? All of our callers, all of our new callers. All of our callers except for Jesse, was that his name?
I don't know. Some of the callers we're not going to thank because they kind of ruined the momentum.
Mongoose Commander wants to be thanked.
Oh, yeah. Definitely thank you to Mongoose Commander for consistently having some funny one-liners.
So Noah still won't bang you. Sorry. Right.
He's our head writer. Noah, how much would we have to pay you to bang Mongoose Commander? If he was of legal age, let's say.
And had nice hands.
One nice hand.
No, two nice hands. All
right, two nice hands. No, how much for one nice hand?
Let's see. My credit card bill is what?
He says he's 20.
Oh, he's 20. I thought he was 15. Some reason.
21.
Okay.
$5,000.
Oh. All right. There you go.
Mongoose. Save your pennies.
She's a $5,000 hoa. All right. That's binding, by the way. That was on the air.
What?
Start working, Mongoose. Right, anyone else to thank?
The hardworking Mexicans by Sid Jobs,
yes,
who put on sweaty costumes to amuse tourists.
Filthy.
I'd like to thank the Greatest Man in the World Club for allowing Greg Weeks time off to come duties to come to our show.
There's an important question. Shlomo is the Jewish Perry Cuomo in the chat.
Cuomo, not Cuomo.
Oh, you're right, Cuomo.
Vitelli said that. Turn for a bit.
How much for three nice hands?
Three nice hands.
Three hands.
Yeah,
they're all nice.
No mutants.
But that
no,
should
thank
be
you.
More of a turn on because he has three.
Three
no.
of the most manicured, veiny, fucking
yeah,
bulgy.
I never said manicured.
No, unmanicured.
Oh.
Dirty,
yeah.
Like working
like with cuticles off. Falling off.
Yeah. Like
but no warts.
But that's 50% more dirty hands for you that can manhandle you.
But it's still.
What if he had his hand like right on his penis, and just his hand is right
so
there?
So he finger you while he's fucking you.
I don't want to date anyone who's been affected by radiation.
Okay. Well, if he's born that way.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No. No gene mutations.
All right. I get it. Okay.
Gene mutations. Didn't we go to high school with him?
He changed his name to Simmons.
That's right. That bastard.
Death Metal Jay in the chat asks, by the way, is Thor in the Greatest Man Ever Club?
Probably.
I feel like Thor invented
it. Yeah, he has a separate club. He's
Thor,
only
the president.
Thor would not allow other men to be called Greatest Man.
Yeah.
That's true. That's a very good point.
I don't think he's involved in that. In fact, he's boycotting it.
No, he's in the club that's the one and only Greatest Man.
We should have him debate Greg Weeks next week.
Yes.
All right. We're out. We're going to be back next week with a brand new edition. Sean might be back if he's over his ass cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But Darren's going to play us out.
Thanks for listening, everybody. There's a little more Creedence Clearwater Revival right here on WINJ, Metal Injection Radio. Ah!
The music parts. I mean, I don't care about the music parts.